it has been a huge challenge reintegrating students back into that more traditional model mm-hmm. of now, how do you come to school? How do you be in class?
Right.
What are the rules? All of those years, they didn't have any rules, right? There right. wasn't anybody there telling them what to do. So that became a big challenge for us to really integrate them back into that more traditional culture of learning and what yeah. that looks like in school.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brighter Together podcast. My name is Janet Courtney, and my special guest today is Tanya Duffy. Tanya is the assistant superintendent at Covenant Schools in Detroit, Michigan. Tanya, it's great to have you here.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
So, Tanya, tell us what's going on at Covenant Schools.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there's always a lot going on at Covenant Schools. We are really full force into helping some of the most vulnerable kids in the city graduate from high school and transition to a successful adult life.
Wow. And how are you doing it?
So, we do it in a variety of ways, but I guess overarching the 30,000 foot view is that we plug our kids into every resource that we can find within the city. We have a ton of great things going on in Detroit, from opportunities to own your own business, education in the state of Michigan with a lot of the things legislatively doing with the Reconnect Scholarship and the Detroit Promise. So if kids want to pursue their education beyond high school, but just all of the opportunities that are available to them, we just want to be sort of like a hub, I guess, and making those connections with those resources, bringing them into our schools while our kids are still enrolled so that they know and can get connected to them. So when they leave us, they have a plan.
So how do they come to your school? It's a charter sure. district, correct?
Yes, we are an alternative high school charter district. Okay. So we have mm-hmm. four campuses in the Detroit area. We actually have a campus in a juvenile justice facility in Highland Park. But they come to us, other than the juvenile justice kids, which are court ordered to come to us. But mm-hmm. the other ones come to us by way of just not being successful in a traditional setting. So a lot of our students are students that are in foster care or they've experienced homelessness. A lot of transiency. And if you're an high school educator, you know that when you leave high schools, right, in the middle of a semester, it's devastating to your transcript. You lose yeah. credit for everything, right? And then you turn around, try to pick up in a new district. And a lot of times those credits don't transfer to your new place. So if this happens enough during your high school career, you get really far behind in right. terms of meeting those requirements. And so, and then you have the barrier of eventually you get to a district that says you're too old, right? You can't, we're not going to be able to get you a diploma in the time that we're able to do it, because traditional schools are time bound by the age of 19. We can take students up to the age of 22.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Because we are an alternative high school district. So mm-hmm. Kids can come to us even after they've aged out, I guess, of a traditional setting. And mm-hmm. We can get them on the track for diploma.
Wow, that's great. So you're only high school, or do you do middle
we
school?
Are. What? Yeah, we're only high school with the a few exceptions at the juvenile center. We do have some students at the juvenile center that come to us in seventh or eighth grade. So we had to get a charter exception for those kids.
But oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
That's very few kids in middle school.
So at the juvenile center you have, mm-hmm. is it online or is it in person?
Yeah. So we're a little bit of a both. So our curriculum is online. Mm-hmm. So all of our kids are what we call taking 5OD, which is a part of this student aid bill that allows students to take online classes. Mm-hmm. So our kids are technically taking online classes, but we have brick and mortar buildings with certified teachers, counselors, social workers, admins for kids to come and do their work and get that support.
Right.
But because they're online classes, the attendance isn't required. So when students can't get to school, or they're maybe working full time or taking care of kids of their own, they are able to access the curriculum when they're away from the buildings.
Well, that makes it nice. So you've got
it does. It really creates that flexibility for them. Absolutely.
So do you have some kids that come every day?
We do have some kids that come every day. It's a small, you know, every building has a core group of kids that come every day that I think, and it's typically our younger ones, you know, that really are maybe 16 or 17. They're still that high school age that are still looking for that high school experience, right? They want the lunchroom, they want the activities, they want the spirit weeks and, you know, all of those. We do a lot of those traditional things for kids just to create that high school experience. But the older they get, the less they're interested in that and they're ready to move on, you know, out of that most of the time.
Yeah, and there's probably needs, lots of needs at home as well, right?
As absolutely. Yes, absolutely. A lot more responsibilities for sure.
So what is your success rate? I'm sure you probably have those numbers, but I'm curious.
Oh, so, well, it's tricky. So we have three ways that we measure high school completion in Michigan. And one is your what they call your cohort graduation rate. And that's your kids that start high school and then finish 4 years later.
Okay.
As you can imagine, for us, that is not great.
It's not reality. Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
So,
you're an alternative school for a reason, and you're very well needed, and we are grateful that you are there. So please don't.
Yes.
I'm not trying to pin you guys into a corner, please, at all.
No, I know. But then you have something called your six-year graduation rate.
Okay.
And then anything beyond 6 years will be your completer rate.
Okay.
So from the students that come to us that end up completing a high school diploma, it's about 60%.
There's a big difference between being supported by somebody who's walked in your shoes and someone who hasn't. At Lighthouse Therapy, our leadership team is made up of experienced clinicians who've actually worked in schools. We understand the pressure you're under and what real support looks like. That's why our therapy solutions, whether it be virtual, hybrid, or in-person, are built with you in mind. No complicated systems or red tape, just streamlined support and seasoned therapists who are ready to make a difference. Learn more at lighthouse-therapy.com/brighter-together. There you go. Good. 60% of kids that have already failed out of other schools and other attempts. And that's good.
And
that's
sometimes it takes them a few times with us even. So they'll come, you know, and they'll be here for a few months and then something takes them away from us. Right. But then they come back. And so that's pretty typical. We enroll all year long. So, which is, you know, makes it challenging for our staff for sure. But
we have multiple schools that we contract with. They do the same thing. They're open enrollment all year long. And I'm an SLP. I don't know if I told you that when we
first
met. Oh,
I don't think so. No.
Yeah. 31 years. I've been an SLP for 31 years. And, we have multiple schools where I would get a referral at the end of May. You know, when school ends in June or whatever, you know, depending on the school, it's like, okay, I'm going to have time enough to get one session in, but we're going to do one session because that's what we need to do. That's what FAPE says. So that's what we do.
That's right. Yeah. So a couple years ago, we actually modified our calendar. So now we're considered year round. So we take a couple weeks off at the end of June, beginning of July, and then we start back usually the first week after July 4th holiday. We'll start back to school three days a week in the summer.
September 2nd. So how long? So is this?
We're already a term in. So our first term already ended Labor Day, and so we're actually in term two. Yep.
Wow. Yeah. So that and it gives them an opportunity. Will that speed things up for them at all if they have
think
about college?
It can speed things up, but it mostly just allows them to catch up, right? Because they're usually a year or more behind grade level behind. So it allows them to maybe catch up to within a year of their cohort, you know, when they were supposed to graduate.
Wow.
So
and how long have you guys been in a charter?
So we grew out of the mission. I don't know if you're familiar with Covenant House of Michigan. Okay. They're a shelter program for homeless youth.
Okay.
And so the founder of that organization actually created the what was Covenant House Academies.
Okay.
And specifically for those students that were living in a shelter.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first one that was created to try to give those students an opportunity to graduate from high school. And then it just grew from there. They started created campuses geographically across the city. So it's been 20 years, almost 20 years.
Wow. That's fantastic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every child deserves an opportunity. That's for sure. Right. Every single one of them. Yeah.
Yes, they sure do.
So I'm curious, a lot of you're like number 100 and 203 in this podcast since I've started it. And I've heard a lot about, you know, the buzzword in education right now is social emotional learning. Wow. How much of that have you seen? I'm sure you've seen it since COVID. But how are you guys handling that? And what has been your impression of since COVID, how these kids are dealing with life and craziness and all of that?
Yeah. Well, we have a district full of students that really don't like school very much anyway. Mm-hmm. And so we spent a few years telling them they didn't have to come to school, right? Do it for them for the most part. And so, when we first, we never shut down. Our building stayed open even during COVID, because a lot of students needed food. They needed internet access, resource support. So we stayed open. But you're absolutely right. I mean, our students, many of them don't regulate their emotions very well anyway. They didn't before COVID.
Right.
And that isolation just amplified that issue for them. And it has been a huge challenge reintegrating students back into that more traditional model of now, how do you come to school? How do you be in class?
Right.
What are the rules? Because all of those years they didn't have any rules, right? There wasn't anybody there telling them what to do. So that became a big challenge for us to really integrate them back into that more traditional culture of learning and what that looks like in school. It still is difficult.
Yeah. One of the things that I always, during the pandemic and even some after, is just my prayer was always, Lord, there's kids that are getting lost. There are kids that the only place safe for them was school. The only place where they got fed was school.
Absolutely.
And it was heartbreaking.
It's very heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And we did make a commitment about 3 years ago to put social workers, full-time social workers in all of our buildings, which is somewhat unheard of for, you know, our campuses are only about 160 to 180 students max. And so we have a full-time social worker in each one of those buildings and a full-time attendance and engagement interventionist. So, and two admins. So there's a ton of support there them. We've instituted SEL curriculum. They push in every week with those lessons. They run groups. And connect those resources, like I was talking about in the city. There are a lot of mentoring groups that we're just opening our doors and saying, come help our kids. You want to come into a group during lunch? Like, come in and talk to a group of kids during lunch, you know, because they need it.
Yeah.
They need to know they're not alone.
Awesome. Well, I promised you I'd get you out on time, so I'm gonna stop us there. But where do people come, Tanya, to learn more about Covenant Schools? Because we want to give them an opportunity to see the amazing things that you're doing. Because that sounds how many? What's your enrollment? You said 150, 160. You got four. That's almost 600, right?
Yeah, it's about 680 in Detroit, and then we have a Grand Rapids campus that's about 200, 230. Fluctuates.
That's almost 1,000. That's 800, over 800 kids that are getting an opportunity they wouldn't have if you would do.
Absolutely.
So thank you for what you're doing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Do they find you? Let me give you that opportunity.
The easiest is our website, covenantschoolsmi.org is the easiest place to find out more about us.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Tanya, I appreciate you being on Brighter Together because,
we
really are. Yeah, appreciate
it. We are. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, Brighter Together. Definitely Brighter Together. Love what you're doing. Love
what
you guys are doing. So keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the opportunity.
You bet.